Sometimes we tend to forget to appreciate what God has blessed us with. So put a smile on your face, because life is not perfect and we are not perfect. So don't be so hard on yourself when things go wrong or things don't go your way. We tend to forget that everything we have is because God has blessed us with our life. He gave us our life, and it is for us to live it. It is for us to understand one another and to appreciate one another, but most importantly, to really appreciate what you have. If you don't like what you have, then change it. There are so many things you can do to change your ways, to change your life. You can go and get education. You can go and be more helpful. You can volunteer. You can find a job somewhere where you are helpful. Especially if you speak different languages, that is a plus. Or even learn a language. There is so much you can do to really appreciate what you have and where you are today. How do you know you are feeling that someone is threatening you, threatening your life, threatening your family? It is not a good feeling. It is very hurtful. It is damaging. It makes you anxious. It gets you upset that people out there are in the prowl to hurt someone else for money or just because they get a kick out of it and because they can. But there are people out there who are very computer savvy, just like a hacker. So that's why SWAT or the FBI or police officers and police tasks are very aware of how to use a computer. They will know how to track you. They will know how to cover the picture that's behind the picture. So if you have a picture that doesn't belong to you and it belongs to someone else, or you stole someone's identity, they will find you. The same way as you found someone and tried to extort them. No one wins. It is very sad that people actually get a kick out of that or find some kind of happiness in torturing someone else mentally. It is physically, mentally a challenge, but I just hope that everyone who is hearing out there can speak out, even though you feel like you're going to lose that kind of battle. But at least you said something, at least you made people aware of it. And there are so many ways to do that. You can go on the air, or you can speak the way I am. You could do a recording, you could do a video, you can change your voice, change your photo. If you don't want to be identified, so there are many ways to let people know how you feel. And it's very sad when you feel threatened. It's very sad when you feel like you could lose everything and that person really doesn't care. Because they tricked you, or they made you feel important, or they made you feel that you're going to have a different kind of life, and all of a sudden, all of those hopes and dreams are shattered. So just be careful out there. When people out there are mentally depressed, or they feel high anxiety, it's because the society out there makes them feel that way. Makes them feel small, makes them feel like they're unwanted, makes them feel like they're not worthy. And that is not true. You need to change your mind and say, I can do something, I can help, I can achieve. And don't let anyone bring you down, because you can just get back up, fight back, because you are a fighter. And know that, it is emotional stress on a person when they feel very sad, lonely, depressed, anxious. So it's not a healthy way to think. It's not good for yourself to put yourself down. It's always good to lift yourself up and make sure that you make yourself feel that you are important. You do have a voice, and just speak out. Let other people know how you feel, and go into a group counseling, or do something that will make you happy for yourself.